This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Now, G-Code, if you go to tacticalholsters.com, you may have your weapon. As a matter of fact, you need to have your weapon, your magazines, and your ammunition, and then go to tacticalholsters.com because they have everything else there. Tacticalholsters.com, go check them out. Now then, my next guest, he's never been with me before. I've known of him for a long time. He says he's known of me. I don't know. He might have just been being nice. He is the creator and host of Gunfighter Cast, the podcast. He is the talent and director of business development for Funker Tactical Media, talent and content creator for GetZone.com, and owner of Shaw Strategies. For the first time at Lock and Load, we are joined tonight by Daniel Shaw. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
I am just coping. I'm just, you know, just trying to knock out a little radio show. Daniel at one time was, he was up for Podcast of the Year, which I've never known anybody as, there's got to be, what, millions of podcasts in the United States today, and you were up for Podcast of the Year.
I don't know how it happened.
Well, it did, and that's all that matters. Now, Daniel, I was looking for somebody today, and I wanted to talk concealed carry, and I don't want to talk concealed carry where we have a tactical instructor that's going to tell us the way he does it. And that's the only way to go. So, and I was looking around. I was talking to my guy, Charles, at Gap Marketing. I said, I need somebody to talk to about this. And Daniel Shaw's name pops to the top, and so off we go. Daniel, where do you live normally when you're not in Greensboro, North Carolina?
Well, actually, for the last 6 months, I've been traveling all over the United States, taking classes and teaching classes and filming a 6-part video series about my family living in an RV, hanging out with great Americans, law enforcement officer and responsible armed citizens, and telling stories within the firearms industry. You can think of it as like a little 24-minute reality show, and we have 6 episodes that will be out in September, and we've been traveling around all over the place and filming that and doing a lot of cool stuff in between. And this week, we've already moved down to Miami, but we only stayed there for a few days because I had a class out in Wichita I was teaching. But we're going back to Miami, and we'll be there full time for the next couple of years while I pursue a second bachelor's in journalism.
Yes, that's one thing that Daniel's going to change. Everybody needs to watch his space because given time, he will. When you're running around and everything, what is your carry gun of choice, if I may ask?
Oh, man, that's a really tough decision or a tough question because I write and review a lot of firearms.
Okay.
And I have a lot of students coming to classes with various different firearms. I often don't carry the gun that I prefer to carry. I carry what I have in for T&E because I refuse to go put a box of ammo through a gun and then write a review on it. It's going to get 500 to 12,000 or 1,200 rounds, and I'm going to carry it. Have a holster for it and actually use a gun before I put that review down on paper. Probably go to, I really like the HEK VP9 a lot.
Okay.
Kind of my go-to shooter. Carry Glock 19 often, carry a Smith & Wesson 6.42 fairly often as well.
I haven't tried a VP9 yet. How hard is that to get used to the Novell way of extracting the magazine from it?
I think the learning curve is pretty much zero on that thing. It's nothing to it. I shot a 3-day class with Houston Shaw of Shaw Shooting, no relation. And I borrowed one from a friend and thinking I'm probably going to struggle with this thing. And it was very intuitive. It wasn't any issue. And I did my first review on the VP9 from that class because one of the things I was actually evaluating there was how difficult is it to transition to this gun and, you know, take a fighting pistol type class and have to, you know, do reloads and stoppage clearances and everything and manipulate the magazine release. And, I found that I had no issue with it. Now, that's not saying that, the next person may or may not, but, I didn't. And going to changing guns from like a Glock 19 or whatever I'm carrying back to the DP9, I don't have any noticeable difference.
Do you consider one to be a slightly more ergonomically superior to the other?
That's really why I like the VP9 a lot. Okay. Configurable side panels, back panels, fits my hand really well. I think there's about three striker fire guns out there that have really good triggers. When I say a good trigger, as close as we can get to a 1911 trigger without having to use a 1911, you know, in a striker fire frame or striker fire handgun.
Right.
And the BP9 is one of those, and it's out of the box, solid trigger.
I haven't tried one of those. I have been I've been segueing from Glock to the Sig P320.
Mm-hmm. That's another one that has a nice trigger.
Yeah, I know. The thing about the Sig, though, is it's so ugly. I just love an ugly gun. That's why I carried Glocks for so long. I just love an ugly gun. Let's talk about concealed carry. Now, in the state in which you normally reside, well, you're in Florida. You're going to be in Florida. Florida and South Carolina has.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida and South Carolina have the same stupid designation amongst the only two shall carry states in the United States where no provision for open carry is available, legally available to just, you know, people that get permits and carry guns. So concealed has to mean concealed. You lived in South Carolina. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So when you are carrying and your whole idea to when you are carrying is to keep it concealed, what is your favored method behind that? Where do you like to have it on you?
You know, I was a late adopter of the appendix carry method.
Okay.
And I say that because I believe appendix carry has a negative issues that are attached to it, and it has a lot of positives. And for me, the positives greatly outweigh the negatives. And I like appendix for myself. I carry. I'm able to conceal the firearm very well. Larger guns that I'm usually able to conceal if I put it at 3 o'clock, 3:30, or 4 o'clock. So I like appendix for that reason. It just helps me conceal that gun better. It's always right in front of me. Access is very easy in a variety of situations, and it's a fast draw. So I'm appendix probably somewhere around 90% of the time. You know, the other 10% is pocket carrying a revolver, and maybe off body in my computer bag that I carry around with me often.
Yeah, we're going to talk about off body carry because that has a little bit of a stigma, but I do it every day too. I think appendix carry is the fastest way to draw, and it probably is the safest way as far as there's a lot of people that are very concerned with where your muzzle goes, like if you're drawing from a shoulder holster or anywhere, you know, for that matter. I understand that, but at the same time, isn't the thing about one of the things that people talk about with appendix carry, isn't it that they might trigger around accidentally holstering, or isn't that one of their problems?
It is a common concern. When you just look at appendix carry, when we're standing up straight, you know, it's not a big deal. We're carrying the gun. The gun's pointed down at the ground like it is if we're carrying it at 3 o'clock, 3:30, whatever, even outside the waistband. When we sit down in a vehicle and we have to draw from a seated position and maybe some other awkward shooting positions, or if we're, you know, fighting and we're on our back or side or whatever you can imagine in your mind, you know, there are some chances that that muzzle could possibly be pointing at the femoral artery or you know, the junctional type area in the pelvic region, or Jim and the twins, right? So
yeah.
It is a concern for people, and that's what people usually think about it.
Let me get you to hold right there and tell everybody how they can find Gunfighter Cast and Daniel Shaw before we go into the next break, please.
Sure. www.gunfightercast.com is where you can find my podcast and download that. And you can reach me on Instagram, Facebook, and all those places for Facebook/ Daniel Shaw 0369, also Daniel Shaw 360369 on all of them.
Gunfighter Cast, that's one of those podcasts that was up for Podcast of the Year, and lots of podcasts deserve it, but very few ever get recognized for it, and that is one of them. So check that out. More from Daniel when we get back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
One thing perfectly clear, whenever this song is playing, this is not me indicating that I am having a midlife crisis, okay? This, I just like the tune. Yeah, Faith No More. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code has a warranty that I only know of 2 instances that they've ever had to fulfill it. One was when the M1 Abrams ran over one. Another was when an IED went off beside one. And I'm sure there's been other instances. Those are the only two that have been related to me. Sounds like an extreme time if you have to invoke the G-code warranty, which is for the life of the piece of equipment. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Gunfighter Cast, among other things, is Daniel Shaw. He is also a former Marine Infantry Unit leader, multiple combat tours, instructor titles. Somebody that goes out into the sandbox like you have done and everything, you sort of learn what works and what doesn't, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so with concealed carry, when you're out there teaching people in with concealed carry, how many people make a mistake in the beginning with something? The wrong gun, the wrong holster, the wrong place, the you know, that kind of thing.
Everybody, including me, I would say.
How do you correct that?
How I correct it is I am not a fan of berating students and making fun of them or calling them out. I see stuff that works in classes every weekend. I see things that fail. When a student arrives with a certain gun or certain piece of gear, I know what problems they're going to run into before they know what problems they're going to run into. I wait for them to encounter those problems, and then I'm standing right there explaining that this is something that I see commonly and offer solutions to that problem. That's how I choose to correct those issues. It's a lot better whenever they actually recognize it. It's not somebody just telling them, hey, you're going to hate this because of this. When they actually figure it out and they experience it, it means much more to them.
That's the difference between a good instructor and a bad instructor, isn't it? Where it's not so much you're trying to teach them as you're trying to help them learn it, because it's much easier for them to sway the other way once they've actually learned it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they've got. We're talking about gun people, right? Typical alpha males in a lot of cases. You know, we've got a lot of alpha type females too, and we're covering more spectrums more and more every day, I think. But at the same time, these people have research time involved in whatever purchase they made. They have money involved in whatever purchase that they made. And there is an emotional connection with that product that somebody else, their best friend who they think knows everything about guns, told them that they should get. So it is the best thing ever. And it's like you're slapping their daddy in the face if you tell them something's bad. So
right.
I prefer to let them experience it.
Seeing as how you carry more guns than the average bear does, and some of these guns are different, do you carry all of your semi-autos the same way, all appendix carry?
In most cases, if it's wintertime and you know I'm wearing a jacket, I really like outside the waistband at about 3 o'clock.
Right.
Summertime, I'm pretty much always appendix.
For students that come to you, now, is where they carry going to be dependent upon their body type?
In a lot of cases, yes, but I would say it's even more so dependent on the holster that they're using. There's a lot of holsters out there that are just, you know, molded Kydex with somebody put a clip on it and you throw it in your holster and you're wondering why you're having a hard time concealing your gun. And then there's a lot of options out there that make sure that gun stays tight and you can adjust it quite a bit for different body types or height of carry or depth in the belt of carry. And all those things to help you conceal that gun better. So, and a lot of them is they don't really understand that you don't always have to change the way you dress. I mean, shorts and a t-shirt, I can typically conceal a Glock 19 size gun, sometimes a little bit bigger depending on, you know, what I'm wearing exactly. So a lot of times it's holster selection more so than the gun itself.
For somebody like say somebody who's in rehab. When I was in rehab, I was in gym clothes a lot. Gym clothes inside the waistband is almost impossible simply because, there's, you know, the pants aren't really designed to hold anything up except themselves. So I had to get a little resourceful, and I had to go try things that I told myself I would never try. Like, I learned to love belly bands at that point.
That's what I was going to suggest. The first
yeah.
thing you should try, if a student asked me that, or a listener or anybody think about a podcast contacted me and said, this is what I got going on, I would say try a belly band first. When I run and hit the gym, I am almost always carrying in a belly band. And you got to make sure that belly band is not one of those cheaply made belly bands that don't have a lot of material or it's not very rigid. If there's some of them, you could actually inadvertently pull a trigger through the belly band itself, through the elastic. So have a good quality one. And I think belly band's a great choice. I have a lot of female students that carry every day in a belly band.
Well, the thing I like about it is that it works with everything, doesn't it? Literally. And it will, because of the way it works, it does truly disappear underneath a t-shirt. And you can actually control the level of concealment that you want. But then, now, you've also, well, you know what? Let's stay with the gym clothes because we're about to run out of time in this one. I don't want to get into the off. Next segment, we're going to talk about off body. And let's talk about the stigma that people attach to off body, because I don't have that. I don't think you have that. And I want to talk about what we should try to encourage people to do. But I want to carry all the time. So does this mean that I have to adopt possibly four different kinds of holsters to carry the same gun in different circumstances and levels of dress and everything else?
I want you to carry a gun all the time, and I want all the responsibly armed citizens out there to carry a gun all the time. And I am in no way any person who's going to tell you how you should totally do that every time because some internet forum said X or somebody said this and I believe that. I want you to carry a gun. I've got people that I've helped and that I've taught that own restaurants, and they wear slacks and a tucked-in shirt every day, and they have to carry in an ankle holster. I don't like carrying an ankle holster myself at all. I know people who love it, but it's not the way I like it. So I have to disconnect myself from that to begin with. And this guy needs to carry a gun to protect his staff and to protect his patrons. And he has chosen to go with ankle carry because that's the best thing we could find for him, to carry that gun and conceal it. And if he were doing something else, or another student, I got electricians who carry bags around with them all the time, and they go in people's houses all the time. And they go in some pretty nasty parts of town sometimes. So I've got a few of those, and we've determined that they carry a little sling bag on them pretty much all the time. And it's got some tools in the outside pouches that they can work on. But in one of the main inside compartments, it's got a holster compartment for a holster. So I think it depends on the person, the lifestyle. There's no one answer for everybody.
Right. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the other answers. My guest is Daniel Schell. You can find him at gunfightercast.com. Excellent podcast. Go check that out. Among the other stuff he does, we'll cover that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter in every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Now, we're out here talking holsters. There is no finer tactical Kydex holster that's made out of anything any thicker that I know of than the G-Code OSH or the G-Code Sock, which is the epitome of retention. But don't take my word for it. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Could you, would you? Okay. My guest this hour is the creator and host of Gunfighter Cast. And that podcast has been here almost 10 years now. Mine's been here. I thought when I got to 5, I was doing something. I'm nothing. I'm just a Johnny come lately. Joining me again is Daniel Shaw.
there was quite a few breaks in there, so it wasn't a continuous every single week 10 years. So
I don't know. I think origin, date of origin counts though. I mean, if you were doing something at least once a month, that has to count.
Yeah, that may not have happened either. I had a couple of little deployments and some other things in there, so there was a few breaks. I did my best.
Just take my compliment, man. Okay, just take that. Anyway, when I was trying to rehab from the heart attack, the only way I could get some serious cardiovascular in it, which I very badly needed, was to bicycle. Now, belly band is fine when you're working out in a gym, but when you're on a bicycle sitting on a saddle that's just wide enough to cause you extreme pain, a belly band is not going to cut it. So I had to figure out a alternative way to carry it. And I want to ask your opinion of this because for all the stuff that I've ever done with guns, I've never been an instructor. So I'd like to know your opinion of this. I got a bike messenger tool bag that's designed to be worn on the hip. I mated that to an Ares Armor, one of those little miniature padded combat belts with a Cobra buckle. And in that, I put some loop Velcro, and then I Velcroed a hard shell holster in there. And I was, now it is carrying my SIG P320 carry, and two spare magazines in that, along with some spare inner tubes and some tools and everything if I have a flat tire. And I repurposed this bag, and it's essentially a off-body, it's a outside-the-waistband holster, but it's flapped, so nobody knows it's there. So it's a concealed carry, open, out in the open holster. In hierarchy, as far as a decent way to carry a gun, where would that go?
You know, did you have retention on your gun? You didn't lose it, you know, riding the bike? You were able
I'm using a G-Code OSH that's Velcroed inside because I don't like anything hitting the trigger guard. I want the trigger guard covered. But all I have to do is pull up the flap and stick my hand in there again and snatch it, and it's out.
Yeah, I think you covered the fundamentals that I would want. I mean, can we access it rapidly under stress if we need it? Is it carried in a secure way where it's not going to fall out or it's not going to cause some other kind of problems or the trigger be pressed inadvertently, that kind of thing? And you know, it sounds like it worked. When I was riding bikes for a while, I bought the little, I don't even know what it's called, the intersection bag where it goes up to the seat and you get a little tool bag that goes across the cross member there.
Yeah.
And it covers that little top right corner. It straps on there, and there was a left side that I kept tubes and everything else in. Then the right side of it I could unzip, and because of its angle and everything, it fit almost perfectly a Glock 42. So I would drop a Glock 42 in there. I could draw this gun while riding if I needed to. I could get it out very rapidly if I needed to and access it. So I mean, that's what I went with. It didn't sound a whole lot different than what you came up with.
Yeah, the thing about mounting it to the bike, the whole problem I had with mounting it to the bike was if I mounted it to the bike, I was afraid that I might, if I park it, right, if I stop and I say, okay, well, I'm going to have a cup of coffee and look like the cool kids. If I get out and I park it.
I wasn't able to do that.
Yeah.
Yep. I lost that whole opportunity.
So that's why I keep it on me. And the other thing is if I get knocked, the bike path where I ride, which they're trying to gentrify parts of where I live, and when they first opened the part where I ride, which is called the Swamp Rabbit Trail, there were some instances where people would get knocked off their bikes and they would get mugged. And the other thing is if they do knock me off my bike, my gun is coming with me. And there will be another moment in that setup of activity to where that will be, I'll be able to present it at some particular point. And that's why I decided to go with that because it is off body. But this is the same thing if I wore a gun belt. I mean, I've got a G-Code Assaulter belt that works the exact same way, except it's just a holster hanging off the belt. It, you know, it goes in over on me, and it doesn't move. It's protecting the trigger. I mean, that was a couple of things I was concerned about, was protecting the trigger.
You did another good thing in there, right? You actually researched and dressed or prepared for what is most likely to occur. If you have to use that gun, what is most likely? And you were seeing those kind of things happening in the same area that you're riding in, so that is definitely a concern of you. My method would not have been optimal there if that's something that's been happening. Yours makes a lot more sense in that environment. My main concern for me and where I was riding, and even when I'm running, is animals. I'm
right.
Concerned much more about a rabid dog wants to eat me than I am somebody else robbing me and taking my Nikes. You know, I mean, it's I guess it's possible, but they can have my Nikes. But that's the main reason I carry a firearm when I'm running. I mean, they might get some decent headphones. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I'm out there on that trail, it's sort of lawless anyway. The other thing that I noticed, though, when I was looking for a method to carry is because of the stigma that everybody has attached to off-body carry, almost nobody makes anything for that. Unless you know of something that I just didn't find. I mean, I went looking at, you know, I think I saw one fanny pack out there that might would have worked. But what I was looking for was something that would fit in with the bike scene. And that's why I gravitated towards a bike messenger bag to modify. But, I mean, there's literally nothing. There was nothing I could find that fit the bill. Unless I was willing to go with a Ruger LCP, which that's better than nothing, but I prefer to stay with a 9mm if I can. And, you know, I needed something to carry.
I discovered about maybe 6 months ago, my wife was at a grocery store, and she saw a girl wearing it. She took a picture of it and sent it to me. And it's called U-Koala Bag, U-K-O-A-L-A or something like that, U-Koala.
Right.
Think drop leg purse, and it's got a little leg strap, and it straps around the waist. It turns into a shoulder purse if you wanted to. Really, really cool. Has this really cool, I guess, hip look to it. My wife wears it all the time, and she carries a Glock 42 in it and loves it. And they make them for men, and they're popular somewhat with people on motorcycles and some bicycles, people wearing them. I can't quite bring myself to strap this thing on for me as a male. I've got one, but I've never worn it. And if I were out doing some backcountry stuff or, you know, on a four-wheeler in the woods, I wouldn't hesitate to wear it. You know, I think it's great for that. It's awesome. But it's, I would check those out. You know, they're pretty interesting. And it's probably one of the coolest ideas I've ran into in a long time. I was crazy about it.
I'm looking at them right now. Those are okay. I would wear that. Well, I would wear that because I don't want as pretty. I went at the NRA show. I saw Tatiana Whitlock wearing one, and it was quite fashionable on Tatiana. I'm sure mine would look nearly as good on me as it did on Tatiana. So that's a good choice. That I like because I could carry a lot more stuff in there besides that. I could throw a trauma kit in there, too.
You could.
I could. I like it. I'm liking it.
And that's something
it.
Else like when it. Somebody's carrying. I recommend they carry a med kit. You're far more likely to be involved in a medical emergency than you are a gunfight.
Yeah, if you don't get shot, somebody around you might. We're headed into break one more time. If you can, tell them where to find your podcast and everything you do.
Hey, my podcast is at www.gunfightercast.com on all the popular podcatchers out there. Pretty easy to find. Daniel Shaw 0369 across all social media. Also, you can watch the video and a lot of reviews and those kind of things at Funker Tactical YouTube channel.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Back again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is, they make tactical holsters. They also make the Eclipse series, which they developed in tandem with Haley Strategic Partners. This is a Kydex inside the waistband holster. They either have the Eclipse or the original Incog. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Gunfighter Cast, among many other things, and, you know, hopefully this will be just the first of many times you'll be hearing from him, is Daniel Shaw. So we talked about off-body. We've talked about sort of different methods of inside the waistband, outside the waistband, but concealed. That's sort of a speciality task, isn't it?
It really depends on dress more than anything else.
Yeah.
Me and my body size.
See, the thing, I don't know what you do during the day. You probably have to look respectable sometimes. I don't. So I can look just about as sloppy as I possibly want to, which means I never have to tuck in my shirt. So I can always, with certain types of holsters, I can get by with an outside-the-waistband holster. Which is your, if you could carry concealed all the time one way, which would it be? Would it be outside the waistband?
If I could certainly be concealed, you know what, I'd probably have to put, I haven't ever encountered that hypothetical question. I would probably either 3 o'clock outside the waistband or continue to be appendix. And it would be a pretty tough decision there. I think they both have a lot of great advantages to them.
Well, you could always do rock, paper, scissors, shoot and make that decision that way, couldn't you?
Yeah. I try to make a more educated choice.
with outside waistband holster, do you have a preferred type or preferred maker?
I've got some Raven concealment. I've got quite a few Bravo concealment holsters. I like them a lot. I have carried some G-code. If I'm carrying more of a tactical type setting, I think that G-code RTI system, kind of off topic, is the best.
Yes.
Quick attach system on the market, hands down. I've been using that one for years. But there's a lot of good holster manufacturers out there. Not all of them have the best warranty, and not all of them have the best clips. And clips, whether we're outside or inside the waistband, is very important for holster selection.
Right.
And that's one thing I like about the Raven clips, the Bravo Concealment clips, and the G-Code clips. They have good, solid clips for their holsters that keep that gun where it's supposed to be. And a good belt. You know, a good belt's a good choice, whatever you're wearing. There's a lot of good belt options out there. I often wear Aries Gear Aegis belts, belt's from Mean Gene Leather. I got a crossbreed belt with the Aegis buckle. It's that's kind of where I'm at most of the time as far as belts, but that's a huge part of the carry system and being comfortable, because you're not going to carry a gun if you're not comfortable. And having a good belt is going to make that much more comfortable experience for you. I personally hate carrying guns. I think carrying guns is...
Isn't that the most uncomfortable thing you can do all day?
Right, but I hate not having a gun more than I hate carrying a gun, right? So the gun wins.
But I mean, in that moment, like when I can strap on my bike. See, I've started using my bike riding belt when I'm just out and about. If I'm going to be doing something active, because the bike riding belt setup is just it's just not going to let go. I mean, it's held together. It's a military grade belt that I'm using, a combat belt from Ares Armor, and the it's just not going to let go, and it looks perfectly okay if that's the way I'm going to go. And then I don't even conceal that, but in those moments when I would have to try to conceal something, I'm starting to lean towards Raven concealment. I've never carried one. I've carried some that are that type. I think that's the most, that has got to be one of the most copied designs out there, isn't it?
It is. When I'm carrying my Glock 19, they don't make it for a variety of holsters, but for the Glocks they do, for inside the waistband, I really like the Eidolon and the other features. The little claw that pushes out on the belt and brings the grip in tight to you.
Right.
Recently, I started using the Vanguard with the claw on it, and I found that Vanguard is probably the most comfortable appendix carry holster that I've ever worn. Now, it's difficult to use it in a class because you have to take the holster out to reholster the gun properly and safely.
Right.
But it's good solid stuff. I've carried an Incog for a long time, and I like the Incog and its adjustability and the good solid clip foam. A lot of good options out there for holsters for people. I tend to look at the warranty on them because I've never encountered a holster from any company that I didn't eventually break.
Even G-Code?
Clips.
You
have to replace the clips. But if you do that and you send it to them, because I stripped one out or I did something or got lost in lost screws or need some kind of other part, I haven't ever broken the Kydex on those. Some of the really thin holsters out there, the Kydex, they're not made to have the amount of draws that I put on a gun on a weekly basis. The little bit thicker Kydex that G-Code uses and the companies that we named, Raven and Bravo, they hold up pretty well. Even the law enforcement officers using the Safariland, they're just great holsters, and they're carried by law enforcement officers all over the country and great retention on them. I see them start breaking internally and lights get stuck in them, or, something breaks down the back rear seam of that holster just after a lot of work and torque on that thing and in awkward shooting positions. If you're only going to stand with your gun in your holster and you're not going to roll around on the ground, wrestle, fight, anything else during training,
right?
You could probably go with about anything. But, whenever you're actually out training and training for a real fight, you put a little bit more stress on the equipment.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question about training. Do you think training exceeds real-world historical fact? I mean, the kind of stressors that people put on the equipment, which is more than they put on themselves, because you can't really duplicate that adrenaline dump that much. You can try to do it with breathing and everything, but you can't really duplicate it. If you have something that's going to hold up good in training, do you think that's a pretty good indicator of the way it's going to run in real life?
I think so. If your training consists with significantly more than just drawing a gun from a holster and shooting it and then putting it back in the holster, train as fight-like as you possibly can. And that's a different thing for us regular armed citizens and then our law enforcement officers and then the military guys. So it's what is game-like or fight-like? Is definitely a relative term. What are you most likely to encounter in the worst case? Train in that. And, for the average armed citizen like me out there, there's tons of options out there that are going to work well for you. People who are in a little bit more harm's way and having to use their equipment a lot more and rely on it every day of their life. They need to get a little bit higher. And I've been told before that I like Gucci gear. I don't like this, lower grade stuff. And it's not because I like to wear the cool stuff with the cool logos on it. It's because I've already broke the 20 other things that are out there. And this is the one that breaks the least on me.
Right. Now, I got to ask you a question before we end with this, because, if you'll do it, I'll do it. I'm going to contact you, Koala Bag, and I'm going to see what I can do. And now you already have one?
My wife has one, and I have one. I've actually got a coupon code with you a while back. I can do an introduction for you if you like.
Okay. Well, I think we ought to try to set the trend.
You got it. Let's do it.
So I'll be in contact with you about that. That's something new, though. It looks like it'd be very comfortable. I saw Tatiana running around with one, and I just thought, well, that's a pretty good idea. I wonder if they make those for – literally, I was thinking, well, they make them for guys. I mean, if they make one out of canvas,
Tatiana's
what they do?
A friend of mine, and she's a friend of my wife's, too, and we turned her on to that a little while ago. I'm thinking she got it because she saw it, and she's like, I got to have one of those. It's so awesome.
I think we ought to stand in front of Steve Fisher going, when are you going to get yours? While we got ours strapped on, yeah?
Yeah.
Take a look at the hiker.
It's the most masculine of all of them.
I will do that. Daniel Shaw, he is the creator and host of Gunfighter Cast. He is the talent and director of business development for Funker Tactical, very large group on YouTube and elsewhere. Content creator for GetZone.com and the owner of ShawStrategies.com. I hope you will come back, sir.
Anytime you would like to have me back. I really appreciate it.
That's just cool. Go check it out, the Gunfighter Cast. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Third hour is inbound. When we get back, more of the rant. We're going to be doing a regular series, Daniel and I. I like him. He thinks almost like I do, which means he, too, needs therapy. This is Lock and Load. Through the night, through the dawn. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.